Sunday the 6th of May, Parshas Emma Rabbi Sternbuch, Edgware Torahway.
Today being Pesach Sheni, I want to speak about the subject of Pesach Sheni. We say in davening over the Yomim Tevim, Ba'asi'enu Hashem Alekenu, Es Birchas Moyadecho. The Sforim explain, what do those words mean? Ve'asi'enu comes from the expression of carrying with you, Es Birchas Moyadecho, the subject of what the Yontov is meant to teach you. A person should take with him the Birchas Moyadecho, what the Yontov is to giving him. To be able to do that, we have to know what the idea of the Yontov is. In Parshas Baal Yischor, there is the subject of the Pesach Sheni. The Pasuk says, Vayihi anoshim, and there were people, asher yutmeim lenefesh odom, v'lo yochlu la'asos ha-Pesach, and they weren't able to do Pesach by Yoimahu. Says the Gemara in Sukkah, who were these people who were not able to do Pesach? Says the Gemara, three pshotim. That Nosei Aronoi shel Yosef, the people who carried the Aron of Yosef, Divrei Rav Yosi Haglidi, and never man the Omar says, Mishoel vel Sofon, Mishoel and El Sofon, who were busy with Nadav and Abihu. And a third pshat is, Oiskin b'mes mitzvah, they were busy with a mes mitzvah, who their seventh day fell on Erev Pesach. And the pasuk continues, and these people who were Tomei, whichever pshat we said over from the Gemara, said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Anachnu Tomeim lenefesh odom, we are Tomei. Lomo nigola, why should we be diminished? Levilti hakriv is korban Hashem. And Rav Zalman Sorotskin, in his Chumash, Oznayim Lateva, says, a shikl gematria, on the word nigola. Nun, says Rav Zalman Sorotskin, is new year, we should be. Gimel, says Rav Zalman Sorotskin, is goyim, and goyim come being a korban Pesach. As the pasuk says, called Benecho. Rish is a rosha, and a rosha also, we learn out, can't bring a korban Pesach, because called Benecho means people who are strange, la'oviv shebashamayim, and ayin is an ovel. Therefore, they were saying, why should we come under that category? But the question what I want to discuss is, what did they dream in heaven? What did they think? They were Tomei. They weren't Stam Tomei. They were Oiskin B'mes Mitzvah. What would be so bad? What did they think? Why didn't they just pack it in? We can't give up and we can't do the mitzvah. We missed it. Bye-bye. What's up this? You can't do it. Well, no, it's not our fault. We missed it. And more than that, Pesach lies in it lots of different mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Achilas Moreh, Simchas Yom Tov, getting rid of Chometz. So one point, one minute point, they can't keep. And especially, they were an Einus, they were eating the mitzvah. So what's it as a gefährlich? What's so bad if you can't fulfill it? From here we see a tremendous yesod, a Musa Heskel. That even if a person, alpidalke ateva, alpidalke natural ways, there's no hope of keeping a mitzvah, but nevertheless, a person shouldn't give up. You should do everything possible to go along and fulfill the mitzvah. Like here, They were mamash asukim b'mes mitzvah, or whatever they were doing. They didn't give up. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, what? Lama nigora, why should we be worse? And they did everything what they could do. That is, in my opinion, the first lesson what we learn from Pesach Sheni. That if a person has a wish, has a strong wish, and a strong she'ifa, there's no such thing as a can't. You'll push for it, and you'll get there. Where a person really wants it, like here, they went to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, Lama nigora, and they, as we'll see in them soon, they succeeded. And I think there lies in it even greater, something more. There's a famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, stating the Gemara that the Goyim said, came with Tainus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Matan Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, La Osid Lavoi, in the future, Yavoi Umes Ha'ilam, the Goyim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us first a mitzvah. Ben Asena, and we'll do it. Stating the Gemara, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and gave them, says the Gemara, the mitzvah of Sukkah. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the option of the Gemara is, mitzvah kala yeshli, I've got an easy mitzvah, and says the Gemara in Sukkah. Why it's called mitzvah kala, that's not now in Yoni Diyema. But that's, now we want to talk about something else. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. So they took their woods and they started making a sukkah. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Not like in England. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the boiling hot sun, the opposite of what we've got now. Brought the boiling hot sun in the middle of Tammuz. And everybody out they went, the goyim, as the expression of the Gemara is, they were mevayet besukkah. They gave a kick and out they went of their sukkah. Says the Gemara, what were they wrong? The Gemara says, the Hever person's a mitzayah, he's potter from sukkah. Says the Gemara, one part. True, they were potter, but the difference is the way you go out of the sukkah. A yid get aways from the sukkah, when he's potter, he's upset. I can't be mekayim the mitzvah. What did they do? Thank God that we're a potter today. We're out of it. I think that's also what we see here from the story of Pesach Sheni. Star Mora Ayid is potter from a mitzvah. Aber the shaila is, how does he react when he's potter from the mitzvah? What did they say? Lama nigora. Why should we go along and be potter? We want to bring it. What did they do? They were upset about it and they strived for it. That is the ashkofa. What a yid takes, what a yid gets from Pesach Sheni. To strive, and if you can't keep a mitzvah, to feel upset that you can't keep the mitzvah. The end of the day is, as we all know, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he gave a commandment of Pesach Sheni. But the question is, normally we've got a principle, a mitzvah which is dependent on a zman, which is dependent on a time. If you missed it, you missed it. Why here did he give a never opportunity to go along and fulfill the mitzvah? Normally we have mitzvah sheteluya bizman. Of Azmano, Botul Kabone, the time's gone past, bye bye. Why here were they given another opportunity to keep it? The Teretz is, this Rav Zalman Sorotskin says, the Teretz is, says Rav Zalman Sorotskin, that the first recognition of Am Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was when he took it out from Mitzrayim. And Pesach was to go along and to implant in us the idea of Emunah and Hashgacha Pratis. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give every Yid the chance of the mitzvah of Hakrovas Korban Pesach. Why? Because the inyan of Korban Pesach is the idea that Korban, the Yisoy, the foundation of a Yid get coming a closeness of Emunah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why only here the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the opportunity that every person, whether he's Tomei, whether he's Bederech L'Chayko, he should have the opportunity to go and be Mekayim this mitzvah. But I want to be more aware, never difficulty what I had. If that's the case, we have a principle which Rashi says in Parshas Bo, that the Torah says, the Torah writes in Parshas Bo, Ushmartem Ushmartem Esamatzis. So Rashi says, Rav Yeshua Eimer, Al Tikoira, don't read it as Hamatzis, El as Hamitzvahs. Says Rashi, Kiderach She'ei Machmitzin as Hamatzis, just like you don't let Matzahs come chometz, Kach Ei Machmitzin as Hamitzvahs, you don't delay a mitzvah. Ele in Bos Le'yotcha, if the mitzvah comes to you, you should do it straight away. So Lechule, today is Yud Dalet B'Nissan, let's say. A person was Tomei, a person was Bederech Rechika. Why do we push it off so long till Pesach Sheni, 4 weeks, Yud Dalet be here? Why doesn't each person, once, he couldn't do it Pesach Rishon, as soon as he's not Tomei, or in another case, when he's a Derech Rechika, and he can't do it, and he couldn't do it today, as soon as his onus is over, let him go along and do it. Why do we go along and give him another 4 weeks to be able to do it? So the simple answer is that Korban Pesach is a Korban Siva. Therefore the Torah wanted to fix one time for every person who can't do Pesach Rishon, and in order that they shouldn't be shechet, they shouldn't shecht the Korban Pesach as a yochit. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and when he gave this commandment, that it should be considered to be like a Korban Siva. And therefore, what would you say to me? Why 4 weeks? We're worried that there were people who were on Derech Rechika far away, and it would take them 4 weeks. In those days there was no cars, there was no trains. They had to get to their place. Rav Zalman Sorotskin asks this question, I found as well. And Rav Zalman Sorotskin quotes a Zoya that the crown that Klal Yisrael were crowned with on Chag HaPesach stayed on their head for 30 days. And it stayed on their head till the 14th of Iyar. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made till today, till Yud Dalet B'Iyar, the last day where the crown is still on us, the crown of Pesach, we have the opportunity to be able to bring this mitzvah, to do this mitzvah. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam made that the mitzvah should be 30 days afterwards to give a person the chance to go along and do it. So what have we seen from Pesach Sheni? That if a person has a great rotzen and a great shifa, then he's zoche to the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lemala miderech hateva. And that's what our Chazal mean. Bederech she'odom loitze leilech. The way a person wants to go, meilichen eisei. That's the way we will help. Today is not only Pesach Sheni. We are mamish in the middle of the Sfira. The Torah, in my eyes, has made this together to teach us another lesson. In the coming week, Sedra, the Pasuk writes, Usfartem lochem mimocharas ha-shabbos miyurim haviachem esha'oimah. The Torah interlinks the Svira so'imah with Avoah so'imah, with the counting of Svira with the Avoah so'imah. The question is, what Svira got to do with the bringing of the Oimah? What's one got Sfira, you're doing Sfira 49 days. What's it got to do with bringing it? The Torah makes the whole thing dependent on the bringing of Eimer. And we call it, if you go to anybody, what do we call it? Sfira Eimer. What's one got to do with the other? To answer that, I think I can use an Eruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Eruch Chaim HaKadosh says, the Torah writes, Usfaltem Lochem. What is that word, Lochem? Says the Eruch Chaim HaKadosh, the Yidden, when they were in Mitzrayim, they were in the biggest tumah which could be. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be associated with them. As we all know, now was going to be the time the Yidden were going to get the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. Like we find a woman whose tummy with Nida, the Torah gives her Shivas Yimei Nikiyim. What's the idea of the Shivas Yimei Nikiyim? To go along and to make herself Torah to her husband. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave 7 weeks. You're right, there it's Shivas Yimei Nikiyim. Here it's 7 weeks. By states we need longer, says the Eruch Chaim HaKadosh, to be Mataya ourselves now. And therefore, that's why the Torah writes here, Usfaltem, the Sfira will be a Sfira, Lochem, for you. What I mean for you? To purify you, to bring you near to the Ribbono Shel. And if you look, after Sfira Sareimah, you say a tefillah, and it says in the tefillah, Letaya midate from the Tumme Klippos. Now I want to go further. What's that got to do with the Eimer? What's what I've said Sfira has to do with Eimer? We bring the Eimer, which we bring on the day after the first day of Pesach, we bring it from Bali. On Shavuos, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, we used to bring Shtei Alechem from wheat. Says the Chasam Sefer, why was the Eimer brought from barley? Why not from wheat? All other minchas in Parshas Vayikra, the Torah writes, were brought from wheat. Why was the Eimer brought from barley? Says the Chasam Sefer, the Eimer of barley is a machol behema. And I'll prove you to Machol Behema. The Rashi says in Parshas Nosei, there are a woman who's a Seta. What carbon does she bring? She brings a carbon of body. Says Rashi, why? Because she behaved like an animal, the way what she did, Stira and Tuma, therefore she brings a Mincha also of an animal. Says the Chasam Sefer, that's why on Pesach, when we are down in the dumps, we are in Memtes Shari Tumah, what kind of mincha do we need to go along and bring? We have to go along and bring a mincha from a machol behema. But without Torah, stunk in the Memtes Shari Tumah, we are like a behema. Masha Inkin, when it comes to Shavuos, when we're bringing the Shtei Alechem, we've gone past the period of every day taking away one of the Shavei Tumeh. We already have come into the Bechina of a human being. We've changed from being an animal, from the Bechina of a Behema, to become like a Bechina of a human being. Therefore, that could be the connection of the Sfira to the Eimer. What did we say is the idea of the Sfira? To go along and be Metaya ourselves from Tumah. We were down in the Memtes Shari Tumah. We were mamash down in the Memtes Shari Tumah. And we go with our Sfira counting day in and day out to be, as we said, like by Nidah, the Shivas Nikiyim, here as well, the Shivos Shavuos, the same thing is here as well. What was the idea of the Omer? The Omer which was made from barley. What is the Omer from barley? It's like an animal. And what do we come to on Shavuos? We come on Shavuos to be a Bechinas Odom, to be able to get the Torah. Therefore, the Avodah of the Svira is mamish the same idea of the idea of what the Omer with the Shtei Alechem was. As we said, the Omer symbolizes what an animal, like an animal. An animal. Omer is barley. What is the barley? Is what an animal eats. Similarly, the wheat, which you'll bring on Shavuos, the mincha, which is brought on Shavuos, that is the chitin, which is the idea of ma'achal odom. And that fits in exactly what you say in davening, by the tefillos on Sfira, letaya mitumay seinu. The idea is with the Sfira to be metaya ourselves mitumay seinu. I want to say, let's hope that being Pesach Sheni, as we said, the time of Pesach Sheni is a time that a person comes to the recognition that nothing is too far for every person. If a person really wants something, he will be able to get it. If you really want it, as someone once added on to me to this vault, this should be taken out of the Oxford dictionary, that word you can't. You can, but you don't want. Therefore, similarly, when a person really wants, and the Svira is a time when a person is metaya himself from all the tumors around him. If all these things will be done, Bezer Hashem, we will be Zoycha Bekorev to be as Mashiach Sekeinu.
Amen.
This can be heard on the phone or not? On the phone.